This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 209. I have no beaver in my library.
No! Bieber!
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Pro gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another fresh new episode of the Electric Sisterhood podcast. Did you have a good weekend? Are you rested?
No.
Is that cup of whatever you're drinking delicious?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not drinking something, you should be drinking something.
I am drinking something.
You should always be drinking something when you're listening to our podcast. Or when you're visiting our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or even just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can always subscribe.
That's right. Subscription does have its benefits. You get every episode of our podcast the moment it becomes available on the internet, with no interruptions and no breaks. So make sure that you get that subscription, because we're awesome and you enjoy us, so you should get us unfiltered and unfettered.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but also be looking out for great shows that come out of the ESH camp.
That's right. Our show isn't the only show that exists in the land of Esh. So make sure that you check out our new episodes every Monday, followed on Tuesday by new episodes of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. And on Wednesday, helping you nerd out just a little bit more, is a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is co-hosted by Deuces Wild, who's also ESH alum. So make sure that you check out all those shows, and who knows, we may have some other things coming up in the lineup for you. There's some deals in the works, you know, so you want to stay tuned to all of that. And to get you through the rest of the week, or to just keep you company when you're bored, make sure that you're checking out all the different stuff that we're writing on the website. Follow us on Twitter, interact with us on Facebook, do the YouTube thing. We love hanging out with you guys. So just, you know, holler at us when you got something, you know, interesting. You just want to talk, whatever. Whatevs, no big deal. I won't be in a whoop. I'll make a cream pie, whatever.
Do you just say cream pie?
Don't you like cream pie?
I've never had cream pie.
Oh, well, when I'm visiting here soon, which will be a very special episode of the ESH podcast coming up soon, I'll make you one.
Yay.
Cream pie.
Wait, you bake?
Bitch, I bake.
Do you shake and bake? Oh.
You know what? I was going to say something else, but I'll stop because drugs are bad, kids. But what I will say is...
Did you just say sput?
No. I said but... Look, I have a gap in my mouth, between my front teeth. And every once in a while, my top lip gets stuck in there, okay? And so I fumble on some words. Why are you always going to call me out on the podcast for it? You know what? You suck.
Sput? I love it. I'm going to start using that now and make that proper lingo.
You are so bad. Why are you mean to me? You suck. You are a bully. And you know what?
I'm not a bully.
You are. You're a bully. You're totally a bully.
No, I'm not.
And that's just wrong. Let's just get into the show. Because I really feel affected by this. And you're fucking up my cheat at this point. I just want you to know that.
All right.
Okay. I hope you feel, you know, proud of yourself.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, I knew you would, because you're a bully.
only a little bit.
Like a lot.
No, just like 10%.
No, it's more like 30.
It's a very shiny 10%, though.
No, seriously, it's climbing. I think you're almost at a 36%.
No.
Yeah. 26. So you should put that in check.
It's like 26%. No. And it's shiny.
It's like 36.75.
No, it's like 30%.
Content by volume. Carry the one.
Anyway, okay, fine. whatever. Let's proceed.
There you go. Tell me what to do, because you're a bully.
I'm not a bully.
Anyway,
Give me money.
No, I'm going to assert myself, and I'm not going to allow you to run roughshod over me. Because I'm
good enough.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
People like me, too.
Yeah. My voice is almost back, people, so that's really nice. But unfortunately, I may sound like Peter Brady today. We're going to make it work, because when it's time to change. Anyway, we got video game stuff to talk about. We got anime stuff to talk about. I got to remind you that if you haven't picked up a copy of our magazine yet, it is available for purchase. You can get individual print issues as well as do the subscription thing to be guaranteed 6 issues of your favorite magazine that has, you know, weird and random stuff written by all the different voices that make up our camp, including some people who aren't officially yet on the team, but we're working on it. And you can get that both in PDF and, you know, print form. It's pretty freaking cool.
Pretty fucking awesome.
You know, in this issue, we've got some stuff in there on Final Fantasy XIV, on Naughty Bear. There's some things in there about skinning devices, palm devices, 3D Game Heroes. There's some music stuff in there, like, you know, reviews of CDs and live performances are coming. So it really is kind of nerd lifestyle. You really want to peep that out. Landofesh.com. That's LANDOFESH.com. You should, you know, jump on that. All right. Game stuff. Now, I know that some of us now own Xbox Slims. Not all of us. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Panda. Don't get all quiet all of a sudden.
What? What?
I know you bought one. Well, you tried to hide, but I know you bought one. I saw the two pitches.
I did not buy.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean,
what,
no.
It just happened?
No, it's not like that.
Did Microsoft give you one and not give me one?
No.
I would be so pissed.
No, I wish. No, but see, I didn't buy it per se.
What, it just fell off the back of a truck?
No, because then it probably wouldn't have worked. But, Gino, baby, our brother from another mother.
Our homie?
Yep, with his Empire State of Mind.
Yeah, that's what's
up. Upon me for my birthdays a gift card.
Nice.
Which allowed me to purchase my Slim for a very moderate amount of money.
That's cool.
He's the man.
He is the man. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
You don't even have to, because we're telling you right now, so you don't have to ask.
We are somebody. You can ask me, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, we will tell you for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, pretty much.
How awesome this man is.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Agreed.
Yep.
He should be part of the shit we dig.
He is. I think we'll mention that when we get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, little miss, I have a Slim.
What? I only showed one picture. It wasn't like me opening the box, me opening the layers in the box.
Yeah, because that I would have liked to actually see up on our Flickr account.
Oh. Well, I can't do that now. He's already.
No, because it's already, you know, in place.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so let me ask you this. As a owner of an Xbox 360 fatty and now a Slim, have you noticed anything different as far as your usage, playing?
I've been playing with my Slim a lot more, but that's also just because that heavy cloud has been lifted from my my experience
in
Foxland.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm just reveling in it like a fat kid in a pool full of ice cream.
That's like a hell of a visual.
Isn't it? Like, oh my god, ice cream! Ah, big, like, sadistic smile.
See, my thing is typically like fat kid loves cake.
Like a fat kid in a store with all these cakes that he's allowed to do whatever he wants with them.
See,
so
that's
like,
just way too much wordy. Okay, especially because as I use it in the sentence, like,
fine.
I miss you like a fat kid misses cake.
I reveled in it like a person who found out they won the lottery for $1 million. I came into a lot of motherfucking money. and I'm like,
just trying to work it, and it's not there, but
whatever,
you used to let it go.
I was happy. I was ecstatic. I was elated. I was.
Do you notice any performance differences between your fatty and your Slim?
I would honestly say that it looks a lot clearer on my TV.
Okay.
Granted, I don't think that has anything to do with the cables, because I'm still using the component cable that you bought from my fatty.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously with my slim, I got the regular, you know, yellow, red, and white
composite cable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm like, no, I'm not going back to that shit. Fuck that. I'm keeping my component.
I've seen what DPIs at higher resolutions look like. I can't go back.
So, I mean, believe it or not, the composite cable from my fatty still fits in the back of the slim.
Okay.
So I didn't have to go and go, oh, no, I'm going to have to sacrifice great visual for a while until I can buy a composite that's all black, like the console. So, I mean, it's visually a lot prettier. It moves a lot faster. I know back on my fatty when I was on the Zune Marketplace, because I like to watch, you know, the Guild.
You do like to watch, I know.
On Zune. Mm-hmm. And when I used to watch it on my fatty, right after I'd watch an episode, I'd get a split screen effect.
Okay.
Which I thought was really weird, because I'm like, why did it do that? I didn't know if that was a corruption in the, you know, the video file, or if it's just a glitch that happens sometimes. And since I've had the Slim, I haven't had that issue in the Zune Marketplace watching anything. So I definitely see the performance change in that. The controller is a little, I feel like it's a little smaller.
Okay.
Like, I think they were trying to slim the controller down also. So, I mean, for those of us who don't have big banana hands.
Banana hands. Okay.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I know. Robins. Yep.
Yeah, like those big mitts. And then, like, people who have smaller hands than that, I think you'll feel a lot more comfortable holding this controller for long periods of time. So, I mean.
Well, that's an important thing, because that's one of the bones of contentions that I have about my current Xbox 360, is that for my original Xbox, I typically use the kid-size controllers, which are smaller because they were more comfortable in my hands, because I have, you know, small hands. I'm a short person. There, I said it. You know, I've accepted it about myself.
See, I haven't made jokes about that in a very long time.
I know. That's because you like living. But I am. You know, I'm 5 feet on a good day. And I do. I
have, really?
Shut up.
Sorry.
And I have, you know, small hands. So one of the issues that I have is I can't really do long, long bouts of gaming on my Xbox just because it's really uncomfortable for my hands, because
Don't forget your wrist problem too.
It does at times, you know, and I have had difficulty typing when I've tried to do long sessions. And so I typically limit myself to a couple hours max any game sitting, unless I'm, you know, doing a music game where I'm playing drums or doing a guitar thing or things like that, where my hands can do different motions and be in different positions, because it is uncomfortable. And they don't make multiple size controllers for the Xbox 360, which I never understood. I'm like, but dude, you made them for the Xbox. There were, you know, the large ones and the normal ones, and then you could get a kid one. So I'm actually very interested in the Slim, if in fact the controller is smaller, slimmed down, more comfortable. As, let's face it, the face of the gaming crowd is definitely changing, and there are more females. We don't have big man hands.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want a pink controller, though. I'd be okay with purple.
I have a pink controller.
I know. I hate it.
I love it.
Yeah, I hate it. I really would like to skin it or send it to Colorware.
Why?
I hate it.
I like it.
I hate it.
Regardless.
It's not my controller. It's yours.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but besides that, so, I mean, obviously the wireless aspect of the new Slim, definitely love that. I enjoyed slowly taking the Ethernet cable that I was using.
Uh-huh.
And pulling it from behind the giant Olivia TV and taking it out of the router and saying, no more. And at the same time, always knowing that if I ever want to fight with Mom and I don't want her to watch what I'm playing, I can take my Xbox upstairs because it's wireless. And I can do that now if I so choose. And I just might do that to spite her, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided
yet. Just remember
yet.
That this is now on, you know, digital recording, so I may play this back for Mom.
Oh, maybe. Well, if worst case scenario, even if I brought it back up to my room, I would have to bring it down by the time I got connect, because I'd want to see Mom play Dance Central.
Oh, yeah.
So that would come down to that.
Get some video of that and put it on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, but the I think the biggest, the best aspect that I've noticed so far is really just the wireless. I mean, we all know that you could do a wireless with the Fatty, but, you know, the receiver was always a little wonky. It was always kind of a hit or miss.
Right.
And half the time you were just really upset and you were just like, just let me get an Ethernet cable and be done with it. Now, mind you, on the back of the Slim, there are ports so that if you don't want to use the wireless option, you can hook up. I don't know why they would do that.
Well, it depends on how good your wireless is that you may actually experience some latency in data packets. So as far as, you know, serious gaming, you would definitely want to be able to have a wired connection over wireless
issues. They give you the option to do that, which is fine. I'd say probably the only thing that I would say is wonky, really, is I did the transfer, obviously, of my, you know, gamer tag and my save stuff over to the hard, you know, my new one. And, I mean, I got the cord, the transfer cable, and that was easy as pie. But I went to go play Alan Wake a couple of days ago to play the downloadable content that I have. And as soon as I loaded the game, it told me that the file for the DLC was corrupted. And I couldn't do it that way. But it always allows me to re-download it, and then I can play it. But every time I go to do that, I have to re-download it, which I don't understand why that keeps happening.
Were you sure that you transferred all your licenses? Because one of the things that...
I know, they did say something about having to, but it didn't. There was no like error message saying that I would need a license for anything.
But there wouldn't be an error message. So one thing that you guys have to be really, really careful of, and this is something that goes for anybody that's had a system that ever red-ringed, that Microsoft replaced their unit. If you have all your content, your DLC, your saved games, and in essence, your gamer tag saved on a hard drive, when you basically re-register the machine and recover your gamer tag, if you are logged into Live, it will let you access all of the content that you purchased that's associated with your Live account. However, the console that you are playing it on is not licensed for that content, which means you can't play it offline. So if you didn't want to sign into Live, none of your content would work. Because the console itself, the license is no longer there. Basically like flashing your firmware for nerd geeks. So one of the things that you need to do if you want to make sure that you can have access to all of your stuff is that you actually need to go in and re-download your licenses to your console.
How the fuck do you do that?
So you basically go into the marketplace and you go in and you look at, I can't remember, it's not exactly called your history, but you can basically see your marketplace purchase history, and it will list all of your downloadable content, all your licenses, each individually. And unfortunately, the thing that sucks about the whole process is that there's no batch redown all licenses. You have to download each
one at a time.
One at a time.
Oh, I'll have to do that after the show.
So for if you buy lots of, for instance, tracks or track packs in Rock Band, you've got to re-download the license for each of those songs individually, as well as all of your other DLC. And so most people don't do it because the whole reason why you have an Xbox is to have Live in some form and play. And so most people can get by with just re-registering their console and recovering their gamer tag, and they'll have access to all their stuff and not really know that there is this piece. And so what I bet is happening is that Alan Wake content really wants to see your license for that content on the console. And because it doesn't, it's forcing you to re-download it.
Aww.
To force you to be on Live to make sure you have the right to get it.
Right. Lame.
So I would say, as a test, go in to your console and find the Alan Wake license, re-download it, and see if that fixes your issue.
I'll check that out after the show. I'll do that after the show.
Yep. So, the more you know, there's my good deed, people. Get your licenses on your console. You know, unless you're going to be getting a new console. Then don't worry about it till you get the new console. Because I will get a Slim. Oh, yes, I will.
So, I mean, but besides that, I like it. It's really pretty and new.
Now, your Slim, it already has the port on the back for Kinect, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Now, how and where is that in the system? Is it next to the video out? Is it next to audio.
I believe it's there's this extra area, like a insert thing that's in the back near, like near the Ethernet and near the thing. Like if I was gonna put this is weird. Like there's a couple of USB ports in the back of my Slim. Like I don't believe that there were any in my Fatty. Not that I ever looked at the
back. Yes, there were.
I never looked at the back of my Fatty. I didn't really look at it.
There are two USB ports in the back of your Fatty, and there are two USB ports in the front.
Okay, so
giving you a total of four ports.
There's an additional area for something to hook into in the back there that I didn't recognize from my Fatty. Granted, like I said, I didn't really look at the back of my Fatty, but I obviously noticed that there was a different, you know, in hole. That sounds horrible, but still. So I think that's where that will connect. I'm just saying, I think that it'll connect in the back. I don't think there's any ports for it in the front. So it's a backdoor lover. But that's okay, because I can't wait to get Kinect.
I can't believe you did that.
Yep, I did.
That is so bad.
Because I liked Josie and the Pussycats, that horrible movie.
I liked the cartoon. I hated the movie.
I love the cartoon. I will watch the movie, even though I'm not a big
fan. I will only watch the movie when I'm sick.
And I'm just a big fan of Alan Cummings. And
who's not a fan of Alan Cummings? I mean, exactly. Really. He made a freaking perfume called Coming in the Air. I mean, let's face it. That's awesome.
So,
still a lot of hair problems coming in your hair. I mean, come on. Come on. I love you, Alan Cummings.
So I mean, that's the joy of my Slim. Not that they call it a Slim. They really just call it an Xbox.
They call it an Xbox S.
So, no, there's no S on the box either. It just says
it's Xbox. On the model number. I swear before the Lord.
Oh, I'm sure. But, like, on the box, they don't add.
Of course they don't. Because they don't want you to really think that it's different. But it is.
Like, but I mean, when I went to go order it off of Amazon, I was kind of scared. Because I'm like, because it didn't say Slim on the, you know, the description. I was like, I don't know if this is the right box. I'm like, it does say 250 gigs. Oh, God, do I love the idea of so much space.
Do you like to have your gigas?
Oh, my God, I do my gigas. I love them.
Yeah.
But
me too.
And I was scared for the longest time because I was like, it doesn't say Slim on the box. What if I went and just got myself like an Elite box, but it doesn't say Elite either? I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I'm so confused. Are you a Slim or a Fatty or an Elite?
Exactly.
Are you an Elite Slim? What are you?
So of course, when I went and got it and I saw it, I was like, phew. And I was happy.
Oh, well, I'm glad that ended with a happy ending.
Yeah, and I mean, the transfer process was very quick. It didn't take very long at all. And I was able to pack up my arcade and bring it over to King Baby Duck, who now has my Fatty.
So it was a do-good. Not only did you get something, but somebody who was less fortunate than you also got something.
Yeah, he got my Fatty. He got the new headset from the 60-gig hard drive that you gave me that I never got to use. I gave him that. And I gave him 3 months of Xbox Live for free.
Wow.
Well, I mean, he paid me $100, but he got Xbox Live for free. If that makes any sense. I don't think it does.
I threw in the Live for free.
Well, no, that was part of the purchase because I wanted $100 for my arcade. And he's like, that's how much it is for a new one. I'm like, well, I've never had any issues with it. It's never red ringed. I'm like, you're getting a new controller, the new headset, a 60, you know, gig hard drive that doesn't come with an arcade. I'm like, and I'll give you 3 months of Xbox Live for free. You can have that.
I'll just throw that in. That's like the cherry.
And he was like, deal. So I was like, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that your story had a happy ending, or at least ending with you being happy.
Yes. Thank God for that. Yes.
Because I'll be honest with
you. You'll get one too one day.
Yeah, I will. Actually, right before Kinect actually comes out. Because one of the things that I'm concerned about, because I will so be playing Dance Central first day that it comes out. I may have to take a nerd holiday from my day job for that.
I might have to get sick.
I might have an issue with my wellness. Or lack thereof on November 4th. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm getting at. But anyway, the big thing that I want to get to is I just have concerns about how well the sensor will work with non Xbox Slim designed Xbox 360s. You know, because it
well, I know that aren't they making like an adapter that will allow? Yeah, and
you know what? More times than not, there are always have been problems with adapters to a device to make it work with your device. I don't like going through third party anything, and I don't care if Microsoft is making the adapter to make Kinect work with an older system. I don't like going through an adapter to get something to work. Like, I don't like having to connect an adapter so I can connect my laptop to a monitor. I just want there to be, like, no middleman. Because there's always problems when you go through the middleman. There's latency. There's overheating. Shit just doesn't work right.
Very so, true. I admit that. I will admit that.
So, you know, my big thing is I'm waiting till it gets a little closer to when Kinect is going to drop, and I'm going to get a Slim probably a week or two before Kinect drops so that I have the built-in connection port ready for Kinect. But at the same time, I'll be honest with you, I have no intentions of connecting my Slim to live via Wi-Fi. I will be hardwiring it in.
Really?
Yeah. Just okay. Because I've had some latency issues before using the Wi-Fi adapter.
Well, I'm sure that I don't have latency issues because, for one, my box right now is, like, next door to my router.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I won't know the true latency issue until I move it up to my room.
Well, and, you know, you've got Fios, so you really shouldn't see
any. I got hella boom daddy bandwidth.
You know, unfortunately, I live in an apartment building and everybody on my floor has their own wireless networks. So there's all kinds of interference.
Lame.
On the wireless stuff. Like, I notice it just streaming media from my computers to my set-top box. I notice lag and buffering, and I don't want that in my gaming. So I will be hardwiring that sucker. Just like I hardwire my 360 now. Just because when I do game online, I will refuse to be the lame duck that slows everybody else down. Like, you won't have that issue, but, you know, you don't live on top of other people.
Nope. Well, actually, my bedroom is over mom's bedroom, so I do, but I don't.
Yes, but she doesn't have her own wireless network to compete with you.
She wouldn't even know how to.
She wouldn't know what to do with her own wireless network.
How to set one up. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's not how our mom rolls.
No.
But that's okay. But yeah, I am definitely looking forward to the Slim. And, you know, I'd like to go 9 months without having to get my Xbox replaced. So that would be cool. Because I am on Red Ring number 4 now.
I've had no Red Rings with my arcade that you bought me. It loves me very much. Well, it did, but now it's with King Baby Duck, so yeah. I don't think it loves me anymore.
It probably does, because you gave it a good home. It's not like you just threw it out on the street and was like, make some money. Make some money. I don't know about you, but life's peachy for me. What else?
Well, it did make me some money, though.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Get back on topic, because we got games and anime stuff to talk about, too.
Let's do it.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was actually a anime. I know, I'm going to talk anime. How scary is this? An anime that I've been watching on Anime Network On Demand, which I have available in my area. Which, if you have it in your area and you like anime, I don't know what it costs in your area. It's sort of worth it in mine. But, you know, there are these fits where they don't have anything new for, like, the longest time that I haven't seen. Like, I've had anime on Network On Demand for 2 years now, and they've rerun Escaflowne, which, don't get me wrong, I like Escaflowne. I like Escaflowne a lot. But they've rerun Escaflowne at least 6 times, the whole series. Yes.
Well, remember, there's a lot of licensing issues, not to mention, you know, you'll be hard-pressed to find the older animes available for downloads in those illegal manners.
I'm not looking for, you know, old animes
download. But I'm just saying.
I just want to be exposed to new stuff.
Yes, we'll see. It's really hard to get really new stuff over here in America because we are a country full of pirates.
I'm not a pirate. I'm a ninja.
But I'm just saying that there are people who are procuring new unlicensed material that we can easily, you know, download and or watch via stream. So I'm sure these, you know, TV companies don't see a strong investment in anime and Japanese animation, because a lot of people aren't even watching it for, you know, on Adult Swim or wherever else you can get it, like the Sci-Fi Network, I think, on Monday nights, or even on Chiller sometimes, which I think is kind of odd. But so people are, I mean,
no, I pretty I much have decided that Adult Swim has given up on anime.
I wouldn't
because they only have like that. They only have like a couple of things that they run at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, because
like we went from Toonami, which was pretty much an entire freaking afternoon.
Yeah,
of anime. That's,
sadly, I think that is our fault.
You know, to Full Metal Alchemist, which I like Full Metal.
I like the fact that they went and redid it and made it more linear to the manga.
Yes. Okay, so you've got Brotherhood running right now. And then they've got this other thing, Kakashi, or something like that. I don't know. I tried to watch an episode of it. It was really, really bad. So I couldn't watch it. And they're rerunning Cowboy Bebop, which I'm always down for Cowboy Bebop.
Who isn't? Tell me somebody who isn't.
I don't even know. Even Stevie Wonder likes to watch Cowboy Bebop.
I think he likes listening to Cowboy Bebop.
Probably. But anyway, you get my point.
It's got a great musical score.
It does. We're digressing. I've been watching a couple of new series now relentlessly on Anime Network On Demand. It's where I picked up Hell Girl 2 and have been enjoying that arc. But I started watching one a couple of weeks ago because I like being able to catch series from episode one. I don't like picking up something that I'm not familiar with, you know, mid-series, because I feel like I won't be able to make a good judgment on it because there's so much backstory that maybe they tried to do that I just don't have. But the series that I've been watching is called Samurai Harem.
Oh, no.
Hey, at least they were really upfront about what's going to happen. That's harem.
So this
is a harem thing. What you're about to watch involves
a harem.
A harem.
And we wonder why people get so obsessed with having multiple partners and locking them in a room.
Wait, what?
We're exposing ourselves
to locking them in a room thing. What have you been doing?
For one, I haven't been doing anything like that. But if you think of a traditional harem of royalty, it was literally a room for, well, usually women.
Right.
No, but it was like their harem room. It's like, oh, go to my harem. There are like 20 bitches there who will suck your you-know-what.
Or, you know, whatevs.
You know, or feed you grapes or shit. But I mean, I would go for the ladder.
Grapes.
I'd go for the ladder, though, because, you know.
Peel me a grape. Anyway, we're getting off track again. Let's get back to this. So Samurai Harem. I'm going to stay on topic.
I'm going to
try really hard for once. So Samurai Harem. Basically, there's a samurai, or at least a kid, trying to study and work hard to be a samurai. His name is Yoichi. In the woods. And he's studying this school of fighting style. Okay? And decides that he's pretty much reached his potential of what he could possibly do in the woods studying with just his dad. And he's really very good. But he's also, because he's been in the woods, he's not really savvy about the outside world or that it really exists. And the fighting style that he's been studying under, there's actually a dojo in a town that's not too far away. And so his father tells him in order to continue and finish his training, he's got to go to this dojo and learn the finer arts of this Ibuki dojo
style of fighting.
So he does. And he starts making the pilgrimage and he has the address of where the dojo is. The dojo leader knows that he's coming. And the family for which the dojo and the fighting style is actually named after still are there at the dojo, and so they're expecting him. What's really interesting about Yuichi is that, you know, to really drive home the whole point that he's not really of the time and the era that he's in, he speaks in old English type speak.
Okay.
So he
like hithers and thithers and thines.
And thous and arts and those types of things.
Thou art a villain.
Exactly.
Cur.
While everybody else speaks very modern. And so it helps to set him aside. He's also very naive when it comes to...
Women?
Well, not women, but really in how... Can I finish?
Yeah.
In how it is that people really relate to each other. In his world, it's really just very simple. You fight to defend, to protect, and you fight with everything you have, because when you have something to fight for or fight, that's what makes you stronger, and that's the only time you should show your strength. And that's really it. So whenever he sees like altercations happening, he thinks that it's people either trying to better their skills or they're, you know, trying to protect somebody and not they're just a douchebag.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, he's a little naive there.
Yeah. And so he's trying to track down this dojo and he winds up at a mall and hijinks ensue and someone's purse gets snatched and he tries to get it back. The cops think he's a peeping Tom because he ends up, you know, underneath the doors in a women's fitting room in a store in the mall. He eventually catches the purse snatcher and purse snatcher goes to jail. But a lot of the women that he comes into contact, it turns out, are actually the daughters who are running the dojo that he's supposed to get to.
Okay.
And the three sisters, well, actually there's four. There's Ibuki, who is the oldest daughter in the family. And she's pretty much the perfect female. She is studied in the fine arts. She's really smart. Everybody at school, you know, treats her like she's royalty.
Does she have big boobies?
She does, in fact, have big boobs. And everybody wants to be her. The next oldest sister, Ayame, is actually very shy and is really very jealous of Ibuki because she's always been perfect. And so Ayame has never stood out and
Right. Was
overshadowed. So there's a little bit of resentment there. And where Ibuki is actually deep purpled hair and, you know, endowed by her creator, Ayame doesn't have humongous boobs, but she's got decent-sized boobs, and is blonde. And then the next sister is Chihaya, who is pretty much the typical brainiac, you know, glasses, very studied, always, you know, observing people and how they get along to do little experiments and things like that, with green hair. And then the youngest sister, Kagome, is... blue-haired, and she's kind of the caretaker. She does the cooking and the cleaning, even though she's the littlest sister and really enjoys it, because she really doesn't have any skills when it comes to fighting.
Okay. But
Ibuki realizes that Yuichi is very naive and, you know, wants to help him understand the world and be of it, not just in it, and also help get the dojo to reclaim its greatness, because nobody studies at that dojo anymore. You know, because it's modern times, people aren't going to any dojos anymore, and theirs is one of the few left in their city.
The world.
Well, not the world, but just their city. And So the hijinks ensue in that Yoichi is seen as a perv by Ibuki, just because he does notice boobs. He definitely is a boob man. Every so often he goes to, you know, comfort somebody and grab them on the shoulder. And somehow they turn and he ends up grabbing them just right directly on the boob.
Yeah, I've noticed that they do that a lot.
And
I
mean,
I know when I was giving my friends pats on the back, I'm actually tapping their ass. So I mean, I definitely understand the mix-up.
You know, I mean, because it's so easy to mistake a boob for a shoulder.
I know, because, I mean, they're both kind of round.
And then Ibuki goes off on him and, you know, usually typically beats him with a wooden sword and things like that. But the reason
why... A practice sword.
Yes, a practice sword. And so what's interesting about the series and the reason why I keep watching it is the balance of hijinks to a poignant moment works really well in the series. You know, it definitely has some decent fighting. Like, I would put it on, I wouldn't put it on the letter, on the level of Kenshin. But it would be on that raft right below Kenshin.
All right.
Because Kenshin had a lot more poignancy as you got deeper into the series line. And this just doesn't deepen the poignancy at all. It just, it keeps the exact same balance throughout the entire series. So I wouldn't put it, because Kenshin to me is kind of like, Rurouni Kenshin is the perfect action kind of harem anime.
Okay.
Because there's more than one person that eventually becomes interested in Kenshin romantically, which is why I put it on the kind of harem level. But it is perfect as far as the action goes, as far as the funny goes, that bounce. It is the perfect series for me. And this doesn't quite do that, but it actually was really enjoyable. So if you have a chance, I would say that if you enjoy harem anime, if you enjoy slapsticky anime, that this definitely wouldn't suck as a gift. But if you have the ability to see it streaming online, you should definitely take advantage of it. And I do believe that it's streaming right now through Crunchyroll.
I like Crunchyroll.
And you don't have to have the pay for account to see it. So I say it's definitely worth a looking.
Okay.
Give her a peepsies.
Okay. Besides, I trust you.
It's one of the first series that I've watched in a while where the Kagome chick wasn't the actual
protagonist.
Yeah. Which I like. Because I was really getting tired of characters always being after Kagome's. I felt like saying, what the hell? What is with that name?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
But yeah, Samurai Harem, it's pretty decent. It gets the slapsticky. There's some panty shots, you know, so if that's your thing, you can definitely check it out. Also, the Blog Her conference was going off this weekend in New York. I guess I shouldn't say this weekend because it ended by the time you hear this. But what's interesting about Blog Her was that more game-influenced stuff was actually at the conference. And one of the things that kind of struck me was that Ubisoft was there, and Ubisoft was doing a lot there. One of the things that they did was they announced a new Just Dance game. Just Dance Kids.
Oh, God.
Now, here's the thing. I kind of thought that it was real clear that Just Dance was a family game.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Because Just Dance 2 was announced at E3, and I actually put some video and talked about it on our podcast about E3. So I was really kind of taken aback by Ubisoft announcing Just Dance Kids. But basically what they said that is different about the kids' version of the game versus Just Dance, which is out, and I gather Just Dance 2, which is going to be coming out, is that the music is specifically kid-friendly in this game, and that the movements are all actually led by actual kids, as opposed to just the choreographers. So I guess it's movements that are okay for kids to do.
So no grinding.
I'm guessing no grinding is what they're trying to get at. And to give you an example, songs like Naturally and Holiday and One Time are going to be in the game.
Bieber
Fever.
I actually like that song One Time, but I will not buy it in iTunes. If I feel like listening to it, I will watch the video on YouTube.
You're like, I'm not giving Bieber any money.
Nope, but I will watch and listen to the song on YouTube.
I will totally enjoy it for free.
Yep. It would not suck as a gift. That song would not suck as a gift on iTunes. For me. But, sorry.
Yeah, I have One no beeper. I have no Bieber in my music library, and you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yep, me neither.
Yeah, my life is all right without Justin Bieber in it. What I do have, though, is lots of Lady Gaga. All right, anyway. But I think that this is really interesting in, you know, it's just for the Wii. It's going to be out, I believe, in time for holiday. I think in the U.S. it's going to be in November. I don't have a specific date. But it's interesting to me to see that the dance game, which isn't a very difficult dance thing to begin with, you know, most of the movements don't have you working in multiple planes, I guess is the best
way. I was going to say differences. Sorry.
You're sick. Something's wrong with you. You ain't right.
My synapses don't shoot off at the right time.
No, they don't. They just
that's what, and that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I didn't really feel like Just Dance was very complicated to begin with. It was really a very well-designed family game. So to me, when you say Just Dance Kids, sounds to me like, yeah, we're going to retard this game even more.
You mean like Beats for Kids, whatever that Kids Bop shit?
Kids Bops, yes. That's what I feel like. They're going to just take Kids Bops music and throw a Wiimote in everyone's hands and be like, okay, Mom and Dad, let's do Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
Ooh, ooh. That tonight's going to be a good night.
Yes, but with kids singing it.
I'm going to have some cookies and some milk.
Yeah. No.
Oh, my God. Shoot me in the brain right now.
I'm not obviously the audience for this game, so it's really interesting to see if it does well.
So if they put Ring-a-Ling in it, obviously
no, Ring-a-Ling would not be a kid-approved song.
Ring-a-Ling, Ring-a-Ling,
Ring-a-Ling would not be on a Kids Bop CD.
Yep, because they're talking about...
Yeah, no, then so it wouldn't. But I'd be curious... Since Just Dance 2, I believe, is supposed to come out at around the same time, you know, how many households pick up Kids versus 2? If this one specifically says that, you know, this is family friendly, it may actually end up eating into some of the sales for Ubisoft on Just Dance 2. So the timing kind of threw me on this one. So I thought that was interesting, and I'd share my thoughts on that. Next thing, okay, I'm just going to warn you guys now. I am going to be on the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood jock from now until I finish the game after it comes out. I'm just going to let you know now, because I played it at E3, and I had a ball. It was awesome. I absolutely...
So what's your gripe, then?
I don't have a gripe. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm not going to shut up about this game.
Okay.
And I got a piece that I'm going to talk about now. So, the pre-order for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which is the next game in the Assassin's Creed franchise, but is not Assassin's Creed 3. Okay, being very clear, it picks up right after Assassin's 2, so you're still Ezio Auditore, because he's so sexy. But it adds... the multiplayer piece that really should have been the multiplayer that was in 2. I feel like saying that it really should be considered a really deep DLC pack, except you can't download it. That's really how it feels to me. Anyway, there'll be more about it maybe in an upcoming issue of the magazine. But what I wanted to talk about was that Ubisoft announced that pre-ordering Assassin's Creed Brotherhood through GameStop would actually give people a token that they could use to be active in the PlayStation 3 pre-launch private multiplayer beta.
Ooh.
And the beta actually goes live, I believe, in September. Just want to make sure I get my date right. Yeah, September 13th. Anybody who's already pre-ordered Assassin's 3 is entitled to the token, so you can actually just bring your receipt into a GameStop and they'll actually give you a DLC code that you'll be able to use to download the beta on the 13th and start playing it. But I think that if you were thinking about picking up the title, and obviously you have a PS3, you definitely want to take advantage of getting in the pre-order beta, because I'm not sure if PlayStation Plus will automatically give you access to this, or if just the pre-order will give you access to this. So I've got an email into Ubisoft to get a little clarification on that, because I would be interested in knowing that. Because I already pre-ordered AC3, but I pre-ordered it for my Xbox. But I totally will get down with the multiplayer beta early on the PS3. Like, that's how interested I am in it. I'm willing to turn on my PS3 for something other than watching porn.
Did it say watching porn?
See, this is why you should actually listen in when I speak.
No, it cut out. I thought I heard Orn. So I was like, she wouldn't be watching corn.
No,
I said a TV show.
I'm so interested in this multiplayer that I'd be willing to turn on
my. Oh, okay. I heard Orn, and I thought it was porn. Sorry.
I heard this syllable, and I immediately thought you were talking about porn.
Yes, because most of the people in my life who I hear Orn near would say corn or porn or horn. Because they play.
I don't understand how your mind works. It
fascinates. You don't have to, because it's not yours.
Obviously. All right, and so the last and final bit of video game stuff that I have has to do with another game that's coming out. Pretty much, I know we've said it before, but really, this holiday season, gamers are going to have to make some really tough decisions, and are going to be broke as shit.
That, or you need to suck up to every family member that you know has money.
Get you a sugar daddy or sugar mama, as the case
may be. Or both.
Sugar gay, I don't care. Work it out. Because here's the deal. You got Kinect dropping in November. It's going to set you back $150. You got Move, which, depending upon which way you go with that, it's going to cost you around the same. You know, if you want the two-handed controller and you don't already have a camera, and you got to pick up one of those. So you got that on the horizon. God help you if you want to do the 3D gaming on the Sony side, because whoo, you pocket.
You have to buy a TV.
Your pocket going to hurt. Okay, then you've got Halo Reach in September. You've got Dance Central. You've got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Okay, you got Madden. You got freaking all kinds of shit. And then I'm going to top it all off with, of course, Fable 3. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going there. So if you've been on the internet this week and you haven't been over to lionheadstudios.com, you should. Especially if you have an Xbox. Because the fine folks from Microsoft Game Studios and Lionhead put up the opening cinematic for Fable 3. The pre-order for the game went live, both the standard just game SKU version, as well as the, I don't know if they're calling it a limited edition, collector's edition, the more money version, the value
the
added
other edition.
The value added version, if you will. Which, of course, I ordered. Because I love Fable. Okay, I own Fable 1. I own Fable 2. I own Fable 2, even though Fable 1 didn't deliver everything Fable 1 said it was going to. That they said Fable 2 was going to, and it didn't, but it got closer. And now Fable 3 is supposed to be the things that Fable 2 wasn't. I'm on board, okay? Mr. Molyneux, you've got me. I'm your bitch. I admit it. But Fable 3 does look really good, both from the things that I saw at E3 last year and this year, as well as some of the graphics that we've been looking at that have been made available to us over the year. It definitely looks and feels like a Fable game, but with a little more depth. But the opening cinematic, I think, really kind of sets the tone for the game, where the cinematic that they showed for Fable 2, you know, with the chick, you know, trying to be a fortune teller and you couldn't see her face, I don't really think that set any kind of tone for Fable 2, because Fable 2 wasn't about really seeing the future, telling the future.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
But have you seen the cinematic for Fable 3 Panda?
Yes, I watched it earlier.
Okay, so it's dark.
Very. And of course they had to use chickens.
All right, so we're going to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it. So if you don't want to
be spoiled. You're going
to spoil it. Yeah. If you don't want to be spoiled yet, pause this podcast. Go to lionheadstudios.com. Watch it. Then come back and continue to play. I'll even give you a second to go ahead and pause it. Okay. So now that you've watched it, dark, right? We told you.
Yeah. Yep.
So the usage of chickens isn't anything new in the Fable universe. You can spend hours kicking chickens if you want to in Fable. Or Fable 2. It's actually an achievement.
Yeah, but the chicken is a metaphor. Because you could herd a whole lot of chickens together and oppress them. And then the one chicken that decides to fight back made some progress, but wasn't enough to liberate themselves or the whole herd of chickens.
So you now just spoiled the trailer.
I know.
I didn't even get to it. Spoilerlicious.
Sorry.
Gets her revenge. Dun, dun, dun.
I didn't mean to do that. I hate my mind.
In the trailer, you can see that there is a butcher who has a whole herd group of chickens in a pen, in a coop. And he opens up the coop, and there's this one chicken that's colored different than every other chicken in the coop.
It's a white chicken, and all the other chickens are brown.
Okay, and this one lone white chicken.
Well, I mean, if you want to be technical, they're hens.
All right, fine. Gets it. Yeah, but in the land of fable, everything's a chicken. That's a bird. That's fowl. Okay?
No, I know, but hens are female chickens.
I'm telling a story. Shush. So this one lone white chicken in this coop decides that he's going to struggle for freedom. And the narrator goes on and on and on in the background about, you know, struggling and there's an uprising. And, you know, this chicken gets up a little steam and bam, he's off. And he is totally, totally making it for freedom. But it's basically out of the frying pan and into the fire for this poor little guy. Because he gets out of the coop and winds up just in more trouble and more trouble and more trouble, but keeps finding ways to kind of get through it. And it's a little humorous at times, but ultimately, that chicken ends up getting a bullet put in him.
I feel bad because, like you said, initially the chicken's a white color, and as he's, you know, battling, all of a sudden you start seeing, you know, his color change because I think, what, he gets a little roughed up, he gets a little dirty, and then
eventually he gets sick. So then he's black.
I think he's actually covered like in soot and stuff because they were making those kettles black, which I also think was kind of, you know, funny.
Yep.
Pot. And they kept showing these instances where, you know, this chicken was sitting there aspiring to be better than what he was, and we all know chickens can't fly.
Yeah, but at one point he's like flying, and he's flapping his wings at slow motion. You're like, yeah, chicken, you can be something more than just a chicken.
But he couldn't. But then he fell. And then at the very last moment of his life, he was trying so hard. He saw some pigeons on a statue, and he was just like, I need to get up there. I'll be safe if I get up there. And obviously,
he didn't make it up there.
He didn't make it up there.
No, he made it into the chicken pot pie that evening. But I really feel like this is the first cinematic that I've seen that's really setting a tone. When you look at the art style for some of the conceptual art that Lionhead has made available, which you can see on their website, really is setting the tone for what this game is going to be. Because one of the things about Fable 3 is it's a new character that they're introducing, and you're basically still doing the action-adventure thing, but you've got to basically lead a rebellion against your brother, who's the Tyrant King Logan. And so basically you're on a quest to take your brother down and become king. It's a story that they've pretty much been telling throughout Fable from the beginning. I mean, in Fable 1, you basically think you're an only child, and then you find out at the end that you're not, and you get confronted with the decision of whether or not you kill your sibling in order to have the ultimate power or not. And then in 2, you basically take out Lucien because he's a bad, bad man. But you kind of sort of know him. So it's not like you're killing somebody that you don't have a history with. And it's interesting to see that in 3 we go back to the family struggle, but also a struggle for power and equality on a grand scale.
I have no problem killing that fucker.
Your brother?
Yep.
Wow. You're cold-hearted. None. What the fuck?
If he's a tyrant, then he's not the brother that I've known and come to love, especially since I, for a while, didn't know I had a brother. I'm just saying, it's not like all of a sudden he became a rebel with power. I didn't know he was my brother. It's like the whole Oedipus Rex with my mom.
We don't
I didn't know
kill
my dad.
Wait, we don't know that you don't know that this is your brother.
I thought you just said that you didn't know.
No, in you the first you were an only game. Child. No. In the first Fable game.
Oh, I didn't play the first one. I only played the second one.
Yeah, well, I just spoiled it for you. In the first Fable game, the character you play believes that his family's been killed, and he's the only one. And at the end of the game, you find out, no! And this chick that, you know, has been on the side, that you're getting ready to, you know, make the decision of whether or not to kill or not, you find out Teresa's your sister. And you're like, fuck.
And I wouldn't have had a problem killing her either.
You would, because she did not have a good time in between when you figured out she was your sister or not.
Well, then that's why you kill her, so that she can finally rest in...
No, it's not that kind of torment. You eventually do free her. But at the end, you kind of, in order to have the sword of Aeons, you kind of got to be...
Look at the stabber with it?
Yeah.
I don't have an issue.
Yeah, so I made 2 saves right before I got to that point.
And so you can do both endings, both scenarios?
Exactly. Right before the final battle, so I could do both. So I could stab the bitch and not stab the bitch. And trust me, life is better if you don't stab her.
All right, then.
But anyway.
I'm feeling stabby.
Yeah, it's because you're a bully. We established at the beginning of the show.
I am not a bully.
You are. You're a bully. No, but what's really interesting is that in the process of pre-ordering, one of the things that they're making available is the Fable 3 Villager Maker.
I saw that.
Before the game comes out, it allows you to create a villager. And
you have to pre-order to bring this villager into the game, though.
Correct. But what's really cool is you can bring it into the game. And the villager maker is really, really kind of deep as far as the different options of what you have and you can do. But what's really cool is if you do pre-order, when you bring your villager into the game, you also get a special quest for your hero, and 1,000 gold.
Get some sweet loots.
So you get some loots for, you know, your loots. And yep. As far as, you know, pre-orders go, I mean, it doesn't matter whether or not you just get the game SKU, which is the typical $59.99, or if you go for the limited edition, which as far as limited editions go, really isn't all that expensive. It's $79.99. And Fable 3 will be available for both the PC and for the Xbox 360. So the pre-order works on either side of the fence, if you will. But what's really cool is you get a deck of playing cards, you get some special art, you get, you know, the loot, you get to bring your villager in, as well as some additional content for your game that, you know, may or may not be made available down the road as DLC. But if you're a Fable fan, it definitely is something that you're going to want. I'm going to tell you right now, people, as we're going to start talking about Holiday incessantly over the next couple of months, this would absolutely not suck as a gift for your Xbox fan, especially if they haven't picked it up yet, or somebody is just getting introduced into the Vita Xbox 360. If you, you know, want to hear more stuff like this, or read more stuff like what we're talking about, you should visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you need to subscribe like right now.
Seriously, you need to just go into iTunes, go to the podcast directory, search for Electric Sisterhood, and hit subscribe, because that way you'll be guaranteed to get every single episode of our podcast the moment that it hits the interwebs. No interruptions, no shortening. Just pure,
like you.
You know what? You can suck a nut. Just pure, unadulterated, awesome eshness in its entirety. One click away. Make that happen. Go ahead. We'll wait. Cool. Continue.
If you don't want to do that, like if you didn't do it when we gave you the time to do it, you can listen to any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. We'll also be looking out for the great shows that come out of our camp.
That's right. Our show is not the only podcast that exists in the land of Esh. Oh, no, 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 no. Our new episodes may drop on Monday, but on Tuesday you can catch a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. They talk about all kinds of stuff. Games, sports, tech, theater, movies, music, all of it nerdy with a uniquely Bostonian perspective, which means accent. So you should check that out. Then on Wednesdays, brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which just happens to be co-hosted by Deuces Wild, another ESH alum. And who knows what shows that we're going to finally come out and roll out to cover Thursday and Friday. But that's okay. Until we have those shows, we've got all the content that we put up on our websites. So make sure that you're checking them all out. One neat and handy-dandy way to do that is visit landofesh.com, because all the stuff coagulates there from all the sites, including the stuff on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But make sure you're following us on Twitter, too. There's even a list of the ESH crew on Twitter, so now you can follow the entire crew. Make sure you're doing that. We'll brighten up your day. I promise. I promise.
So don't we do Shit We Dig now?
Yes. Now is the time of the podcast when we talk about various shit that we dig. What do you dig this particular week? What are you doing right now? What are you feeling right now?
I dig an anime that I didn't even get to talk about this week, but that's okay. I'll write an article about it. My Bride is a Mermaid. I'm very surprised because it's very campy. It's very fan service-y, but I'm very happy about it. It makes me very happy.
In your pants?
No.
Oh.
But I just like how now you get a lot of companies, you know, anime companies that don't have an issue. Like, you might be making fun of a particular instance that might happen in anime, but I love when you have compound issues. So, like, they're making fun of their parody.
You're reviewing it. Save it for the post. Just say, shit I dig.
It's shit I dig. My Bride is a Mermaid. It's funny. You'll like it.
Be on the lookout on the website where she'll actually talk about it.
I dig Gino for being awesome, and I also dig beef burritos.
Okay. All right.
And ice cream.
Beef burritos in and ice cream?
No.
I'm so confused.
I dig beef burritos and just good sweetness ice cream.
Okay. I think I got that.
What shit do you dig?
Well, this week, as far as shit that I dig, I am digging right now on my new Tokidoki skin for my iPhone. What I love is that I got it from Jelliskins, who I've talked about before, actually on the podcast and in other places, like our magazine, which you should totally buy, which you can get at landofesh.com. But the thing about this skin is, unlike some of their previous skins, this one actually houses not just the back of the device, but also the sides and the front. Oh. So I have a guard actually on my button and on the sides, and I'm a huge Tokidoki fan to begin with. Love that style. So I'm absolutely in love with this thing. And then, you know, to pair it well, because, you know, skins do require pairing. I'm also going to say,
Hey, wait a minute. Don't review it. It's shit you dig. Move on.
Oh, I see what you did there. Beats by Dre. And specifically, the tours with the control talk. Love, love, love it. Beats in my ears. Good, deep bass in my ears. Beats by Dre. Also, some shit I dig. And finally, the last thing I dig, pistachios.
Nuts.
You dig drinking? Nuts. Are you drinking right now? Are you drunk? No. Are you high?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think you're drinking.
I'm not.
I think you just had a bottle in your mouth.
I didn't.
I believe that you did. But we'll have to talk about this another time. Because we're out of time. So I'm Ninja Sissa.
I'm Pandalicious.
And you have a bottle in your mouth.